I was recording in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, at Fame Studios, with Rick Hall producing.
Uh-huh.
And he was a very successful producer. He'd done the Osmond family.
Uh-huh.
Different, you know, he had recorded Aretha Franklin and Rolling Stones, all these people at some point, and had recorded there. And he kept bugging me. He's saying, you know, you got to give me a hook, man. You got to give me a hook song. I can't get hits with these old syrupy love ballads you bring in here. You give all your hook songs to Elvis and Bobby Goldsboro and Kenny Rogers, and then you bring me these old love ballads. I need a hook.
Right.
So as a joke, he was mixing something and adding, doing sweetening or something with adding musicians to a track. And I went up in his office and I stole a yellow legal pad and got a bottle of scotch out and set it on the desk, and I was just fiddling around, and I ended up writing the hook to the song, "Baby, Baby, Don't Get Hooked on Me," wink, wink. And went back downstairs and stopped everything. I said, and I was winking at the musicians there. I said, "Nick, I got you a hook song." "Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me." And by the time I got through the chorus, he said, "That's a smash."
All right.
I said, "You didn't get the joke. It's a joke." "Hooked on me." He said, "I don't care what it is. It's a smash, and we're going to cut it."